AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn in as interim president of Venezuela. The country's president, Nicolas Maduro, was in court in New York, declaring he is innocent and a decent man.
Security was as tight as it has ever been outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse, where captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Cecilia Flores, were arraigned on narco-terrorism charges Monday, both pleading not guilty. Protesters both for and against his capture squared off as police put up barricades to separate them and the park across the street. Some wore large Venezuelan flags draped across their shoulders. Others wore red Make America Great Again baseball caps. Signs read, "No war for Venezuelan oil" and "Free President Nicolas Maduro." Meanwhile, inside the courthouse, it was orderly. Still, there were twice as many journalists as usual and five overflow courtrooms so that those extra journalists and spectators could watch the government's case unfold on large screens. Julie Walker, New York.
At the United Nations, the removal of Maduro to the U.S. drew criticism from allies. Christina Marcus Lassen is Denmark's ambassador.
No state should seek to influence political outcomes in Venezuela through the use of threat of force or through other means inconsistent with international law.
The move was also criticized by China and Russia. The U.S. took the unprecedented step of dropping the number of vaccines it recommends for every child, leaving other immunizations such as flu shots open to families to choose, but without any clear guidance. The CDC says flu infections are still surging, and it's a severe season that's likely to get worse. By some measures, this season is already surpassing the flu epidemic of last winter. This is AP News. Some NFL coaching jobs are now open.
The Las Vegas Raiders have fired coach Pete Carroll after just 1 year. Carroll had high hopes, but the Raiders finished 3-14, including a 10-game losing streak. Owner Mark Davis and minority owner Tom Brady will work with general manager John Spytek to find a new coach. Elsewhere, the 5-12 Browns fired two-time AP NFL Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski after 6 seasons. The 3-14 Cardinals fired coach Jonathan Gannon following a dismal third season. On Sunday, the 8-9 Falcons moved on from coach Raheem Morris after 2 seasons. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
One job that is not open is the general manager of the New York Giants. Joe Schoen will stay on. The NFL playoffs get started Saturday with the two top teams in each conference getting the week off. The Denver Broncos in the AFC and the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.